The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Evangelii Nostri Licta. Hear that Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart, pondering them in her heart. And, of course, that's been on, I think, everyone's minds today, having heard that Pope Benedict had died, that he says, what I guess where I'm going with this is that on my coffee table I have a book of reflections on Mary and photographs of him and reflections he made about Mary. And one of the things that struck me was that he had a Marian devotion, not just a love of Mary, but a devotion that was like that of Mary's. The Eastern churches, or at least the Byzantine tradition, will speak about a theologian. It's not someone who's greatly learned, but someone who can sort of hear the heartbeat of God. Right? Someone who knows God on a personal level, and thus knows what he's talking about when he speaks. And of course, I think no one can deny that, you know, sort of, you know, in about 5 minutes, Benedict XVI will probably be a doctor of the church. and well-deserved, because he was such a towering figure. Not even mostly because of all the things he knew, even though he was the greatest theologian of the 20th century. And, you know, everyone else was, to some degree, just making noise. But because he knew the one he was talking about. He was a theologian because he knew what he was talking about, because he knew who he was talking about. And not just knew personally, intimately. Almost closer than intimately. And in one of those reflections I was looking at, he saw this in Mary. Perhaps he didn't see it himself as much as others saw it in him, as it is for any good quality. But he saw that in Mary, saying she says she magnifies the Lord. She bears Christ in herself and, you know, literally gives him birth into the world. But there's also something spiritual in that as well, right? In that what she does magnifies the Lord because she is so close to him, that she has aligned himself so perfectly with him. It's one of those miracles of sacramentality, that the real thing, the thing in this world is the symbol, right? Mary, you know, could feel the incarnate God growing within her. But that reality sort of paled in comparison to what he was, how he dwelt in her soul, and how he longs to dwell in all of our souls, all of our hearts. She had this opportunity to know him very, very perfectly. But so do we all. We're all capable of being sort of the theologian, the one who knows God and so knows what they're knows what he's talking about when he speaks about him. In a sense, Mary is the true theologian. Being the mother of God, she's truly the one who knows God most perfectly, and that's why she is so beloved throughout every generation. That's why every generation will call her blessed. Because she's conformed herself so perfectly to God. So she's given herself so perfectly over to his will. She has, but not in this slavish way. Not in this fearful, oh, well, God's bigger than I am, and he asked me to do something, so I guess you might as well do what God says, because he's God. But no, there's a joy to it. Her fiat is full and free and intimate. Again, more than intimate, it kind of strains the boundary of what words can express, right? That closeness of her to God. And we see in holy people, and especially in a way, holy theologians, the fruit of that. Right? And also the way in which that comes about. And it's the way that Mary, not just because these things happened to her, but she took part in it as well. These things didn't just happen to her. As all these amazing, miraculous things surrounded her and happened to her and occurred in her lives, and these graces being poured out to her life, she pondered them in her heart. She kept all of them within, thinking about them, drawing out the marrow from these moments of unique contact with God, this contemplation of the nature of the one she loved so dearly and loves so dearly. She's more alive than we are. So again, in that sense, Mary is the greatest of the theologians. And so we entrust her faithful son to her prayers and to the mercy of God, the God that he loved so incredibly much and knew better than anyone of his era and his era and his predecessor styled the great, and worthily so. And yet that keen mind and that keen heart of Pope Benedict, it was something special. And it was something special. And I think it's particularly appropriate then that he went to his reward today, in this weekend. Because what was special about him is the same thing, is maybe a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of what was and is so great about the Blessed Mother. That she is the first and great theologian. She is the one who ponders in her heart. She is the one who can speak truly about God, because maybe, unlike so many people who just live up here all the time, she actually knows the person she's talking about. And it's most obvious, I suppose, that of course your mother knows you well. But again, as it is with all those mysteries around the incarnation and sacramentality and things, the physical relation is the worldly reality. The material thing is, as wondrous as it is symbolic, is tributary to the real thing. And Jesus himself says this later, right? Right? My mother and my brothers is the one who hears the word of God and obeys it. The one who knows me and hears my words and acts on them. Right, that's the person who is the true theologian. And again, Mary absolutely surpasses all others in that. We were fortunate to be contemporaries with another sort of rare kind of theologian. Again, a fraction of a fraction of a fraction is as perfect as she was, but still far beyond anything I or you or any of us likely have in our hearts. But it's something to aspire to, and by God's grace, it is possible.